Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Tonight is going to be an exciting and uplifting night. I have the honor and privilege of interviewing Crystal Ray, who I'm going to read you the backstory of this, but if you don't follow her, you need to follow her. Reach out to her. She definitely has kicked me in the butt with her posts on days where I have been trapped in my own self. And she has definitely moved me. There's been many times where I won't tell her, but I've probably cussed her out because she's come up and she's so determined in life. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Because I, of course, have been on here and talked a lot about my trauma. And you know what? I didn't announce. I am Sandy Berta. You are watching me on Emotional Elevator. I'm just so excited to have this interview tonight that I'm forgetting everything I'm supposed to say. This is the Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. If you are watching anywhere else, come over here. Get in the chat room if you want to ask her any questions. Because we want to have engagement here. But if you're not watching tonight and you're listening to it, you can reach out to either one of us. Crystal Ray is on social media under Crystal Ray or the Burnt, the Beautiful, and the Broken. I mean, the Burnt, the Broken, and the Beautiful, because that's what she identifies as. She's not necessarily broken. She is burnt. She's beautiful. But like I was going on is there has been times where I'm like, I just really, I'm not feeling it. And she's the first feed I see. She's popping up and she's talking all about what she's doing. And that to me is so amazing because as I've talked about on my show, Emotional Elevator, I have trauma on the inside. So I can hide it. I can deal with the shame and guilt, but she's got it on the outside and she's still beautiful and she's still out there talking about it and embracing it and saying this is what she does. And she helps so many people out there. And that's why I love when I'm feeling something within myself to watch her out there. And I'm like, and I'll say it, I'm always like, damn it, Crystal. Because she gets to me because her passion and her compassion to just want to keep going every day and that drive she's got is incredible. Watching her work out in her videos right now just gets me inspired to continue to work out myself. But like I said, she wears hers on the outside, whereas I can walk in a room and definitely don't have to really tell my story. She doesn't have to tell her story either. That's her choice. But I guarantee she gets more questions asked about her trauma than I get about mine. But I'm going to read you what tonight's show is going to be about. But like I said, this is the Burnt, the Broken, and the Beautiful, Crystal Ray. But so here's what the blurb is of this show tonight. Do you struggle with your trauma internally? What if your trauma looked you in the face every day? Do you feel broken from your trauma? Crystal Ray is joining me tonight to talk about how she elevates her emotions every day on her journey. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I, Sandy Bird, the host will sit down with the remarkable Crystal Ray, author of The Burned, The Broken, The Beautiful. Crystal's journey as a flammable liquid burn survivor is one of resilience, courage, and transformation. Excuse me. Her beautiful story highlights how she overcame immense physical and emotional adversity, turning her painful experience into a mission of empowerment for others. Crystal will share raw details of her journey, offering insight into the challenges of being a burn survivor, but also her story that led her to redefining her life. Crystal's work encourages those who've suffered trauma or addiction to embrace the journey to heal physical, emotional, and spiritual. Crystal would talk about how she embraces her trauma through the unique beauty and strength, showing the scars and defining her worth and potential. Crystal's Ray's life is a testament to the power of resilience and self-acceptance. As a flammable liquid survivor, Crystal has endured unimaginable challenges, but her journey has transformed her into a passionate advocate, aspiring author, dedicated volunteer, and respected public figure within the Burned Invisible Difference community. Crystal's upcoming memoir, The Burned, The Broken, The Beautiful, and Memoir of Me, is a raw and honest exploration of her personal experiences. Through her writing, she aims to share a story of overcoming adversity, fostering a deeper understanding and connection with the readers. With a warm and engaging presence, Crystal has become a beacon of hope for others facing similar struggles. As an advocate, individuals with visual differences, gosh, I cannot read tonight, and this is live TV, encouraging them to embrace their unique beauty and strength. Beyond her advocacy work, Crystal volunteers timeless and tireless, offering one-on-one support and guidance to survivors and their families through Phoenix Society for Burn Survivors. Maybe I do need new glasses. Her unwavering commitment to creating a more compassionate and inclusive world has earned her the respect and admiration of her peers. And why I said I need new glasses, because we were talking about that before the show. But yeah, I just stumbled reading. But yes, so Crystal, I am so excited to have you on here because, like I said, you some mornings just kick me in the butt because you are all you're up, you're doing your thing, and a lot of people, and that's why you now work with your tribe, would be in that victim mentality. You are not in that victim mentality. So let's have a conversation about that. What does get you up every day?
So, thank you for the wonderful introduction, and I'm very honored to share with you and your audience tonight. What gets me up and keeps me going every morning? Well, a lot. But at one point, I couldn't get out of bed, and I remember not being able to get out of bed or knowing if I would ever get out of the bed again. Sorry.
No, don't be
And
sorry.
so I have like a, my own little personal mantra that I share often, and it's my LMFAO. We all know what LMFAO stands for inappropriately, but mine happens to stand for the first is the L, and it's love yourself. I love on myself in the mirror every morning, and I tell myself, Crystal, I love you. Costs a lot of money to look this good. Let's go show them how we do it. And the next one is to make my bed. The M is to make my bed. And when I first got out of the ICU and was staying with friends and really my aunt, she instilled with that, I needed to make my bed every day. And I never really did that regularly until after my burn injury. But now I get up every morning and I make my bed. And I count that as physical therapy as well. And, even if I've had a shit day, excuse my language, but at least I have a nice, crisp, nice bed to climb into that, I could set myself up for a good night's sleep. And the F is to have faith, the size of a mustard seed, that the universe is working in my favor. It's working in my favor, not against me. It's always for me and not happening to me. It's, there's a greater purpose and define that purpose. And just my higher purpose had a, my higher power had a higher purpose for me that day. And so I remind myself to have faith that this, there's better in store for me, even when I'm struggling. The A is to acknowledge my accomplishments, acknowledge the small wins. Did I get up and make my bed? Did I, love on myself in the mirror and, do my wound care and my physical therapy? Like that stuff is real self-care that I have to schedule now. But acknowledging that if I can only do those, have some faith and and make my bed and love on myself and do my self-care, then I've already acknowledged those wins. And the O is oxygen. And when it gets all when life gets too tough and you have done all of those things, sometimes you just have to take a moment, maybe a few, to take a few deep breaths and thank the Lord for the air in your lungs.
I
And so
told myself to
that's.
grab tissues before you came on tonight, but I didn't do that. But so I'm going to ask this question right now. What is the importance of making the bed? I'm going to see if we have a similar thought process.
For me now, it's like the first completed task of my day already gets me up and check the box off, and oop, I've already completed that one self-care task for the day. It looks nice. I like to walk past my bedroom with the bed made. Like, I care, like I love on myself. And because I count it as physical therapy, sometimes some days you just don't want to get out of bed. And if I just have to get out of it and make it, and I've count that as I walked around the bed at least. Now I've increased that a little bit more, but that's the big, it's one, the first completed task of the day, and it helps me have a good night's sleep, and at night it prepares me for the night to come right away.
So the thing that with making the bed was something that I instilled for many years was that if I can get up, make the bed, and get out of the bed, and I make it, I'm going to stay out of it. And that's something that I know I talk with my clients about is if you get up and you make the bed, you can easily stay out of the bed for a couple of hours. Take that moment, stay out of that bed. But if you, oh my gosh, we got 3 minutes to break, so I don't want to get deep into your story. So what in 3 minutes? We're going to talk maybe a little bit over that 3 minutes. She won't take us to break until we're ready to go to break. But what? So this will be an easy question. When it comes to your self-care every day, how long does that take you to do when it comes to self-care?
We'll say roughly 2 hours a day. I do about a half an hour workout. I take about an hour shower, all my wound care and lotion, and like, I mean, that's not even counting really like meditation and journaling, but 2 hours really, for sure.
2 hours. 2 hours. And that is phenomenal. And the reason I'm going to say that's phenomenal is because a lot of us are afraid to take 5 minutes. I mean, we really are. A lot of us are afraid to take 5 minutes to sit and journal because we're afraid what will come up. For you to love on yourself in the mirror, that's something that I practice because nobody's going to love you more than yourself, right, Crystal?
That's right.
And for you to get up and take that time to love on yourself in the mirror, you are stronger than most women out there. I'm going to say it because a lot of women, I know when I give them that exercise when we're working together, I want you to sit in front of that mirror for a minute. Some of them can't even do it. They can't even do a minute. And you're, how long are you usually in front of the mirror for?
5 minutes.
When you're loving on yourself, you're
I like
speaking.
clean my mirror, and yeah, I do that. First of all, I love you, and I look at how long my hair is getting, and I look at like how, like just yeah, just how full my hairline looks, and I look at all the little things that have changed, and it. I used to stare at my face in the mirror for way longer than that and think ugly things. So I definitely take that time to like think about all the things that have changed. I could see my dimples. Like This is the most hair I've had in like 10 years because I also have an autoimmune disease. So I didn't have a lot of hair before my burn injury. And then after my burn injury, I had to have my head shaved for a very long time. So I just love on all the amazing things that change about my appearance on a daily basis and just thankful. I also consider like the people that donated their skin to me, my angels and their hugs. And like, I just think about them and think about they're giving me hugs to start my day in the mirror too. Thank my angels above.
So, I know we've got to go to break, but I'm going to go into that because a lot of people don't realize that there are people out there that donate their skin for burn survivors. I mean, yeah, burn survivors and for other people who have skin
Traumatic
issues.
injury.
Yeah. And it's amazing to even think about because we mainly think about the organs. We don't think about the skin. We don't think about bones. We don't think about that there is a whole part of us that we can definitely donate when we are donors.
Right, who cares? It's the biggest organ. It's the biggest organ. And yeah, if there hadn't have been people that donated their organs, I wouldn't be here today.
That is so remarkable. Well, we are going to go to that first break. You are tuning in to Sandy Bird and Crystal Ray on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back from break, and of course, like I said, follow Crystal Ray. You can follow her on Facebook at Crystal Ray. I know she's on Instagram as the burnt, the broken, and the beautiful, right?
The broken, and the beautiful.
Yeah. So follow her, reach out to her if you have any, if you need help, if you are a burn survivor, because there's more to this story than just the burn. There is also the broken part of this, which I'm not gonna spoiler alert this, but we'll get into that too when we come back. But we are going to go to that first break because I want this conversation for people to be inspired. And it's already been inspirational in the first 15 minutes. So we're going to continue when we come back. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Of course, if you're watching me or listening, I have the honor and privilege of interviewing Crystal Ray. About a couple years from now, I'm going to be like, yeah, I remember when I interviewed Crystal Ray on my show. because she's going to be, yeah, she's gone through what she has to be a leader and a guide too for those who are going through similar challenges. But the first part, we kind of started out with what she does to get up, get herself out of bed every day. And she said, LMFO, love myself. Yeah.
LMFAO.
FAO. Yeah, I saw the A is not there. Love yourself, make your bed, have faith, acknowledge your accomplishments, oxygen, take a moment to breathe, because that's what she does every day. And then we went over her self-care routine, 2 hours to self-care. And there are some of us out there who struggle with 5 minutes. I'm not one of them, so I'm not going to say that, but I know people who struggle with the 5 minutes. Love on yourself for a day. And I hope she's kind of listening tonight because she knows who she is. We've had a conversation about this. But when I started the show, I said there has been moments where I'm like, Sherry kind of said a little cuss words, I'll say it, where I've gotten up and I'm like, damn it, Crystal. Because when I feel in my feelings, she's the first person to come up in my Facebook feed. And it's just like, oh my gosh, why am I even feeling this? Yes, I have some trauma. Yes, this summer I went through some situations in my life, but to look at her and everything she does and things she's put down and said, you know what, I can't deal with that right now. I can only deal with myself is remarkable. And hearing that from her made me realize, yeah, I can only worry about Sandy. I can't worry about everybody else. I've got to be strong enough. I've got to put my face mask on first to put face mask on them. And I always preach that, and sometimes I don't practice it, and I've already mentioned it on my show, but it's always great when somebody else is basically saying the same thing to remind you the same thing. So now I kind of want to find out a little bit more. What makes Crystal Ray, Crystal Ray, and more the burnt, the broken, and the beautiful. I want to hear what your story is and why you're an inspiration to others.
So, what comes to mind when you ask that is just to let you know what my mission is. And I have been kind of on this personal development journey myself, trying to figure out who Crystal Ray is now after this injury and who I want to be, like stepping into that higher self thing, you know? And so my mission is to demonstrate daily with the right environment, tools, direction, and support. Anyone can live an awesome life. And that's like me in a nutshell, is like when I get up in the morning, I think about, am I demonstrating daily with the right environment, tools, direction, and support that anyone and everyone can live an awesome life? Like, I didn't think that I would be capable of doing the things that I'm doing today, but I'm doing them.
And why is that? And only tell what you're willing to share on this show.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
So, what do I mean by that? Is why do you feel that you weren't worthy enough? Where did the unworthiness come from that you've
Now that I have, learned a little bit about my own health and well-being, mental stability, what goes into all of that, why I was drawn to certain behaviors, people, I did a lot of self-reflection, but from a very young age, I suffered with like fear of abandonment and always like people pleasing because I was afraid that people were going to leave me and didn't really like doing everything for everybody just to make them happy because I was so afraid to be alone and didn't feel worthy about, like, I never, I lost my dad at a young age, so I just carried that with me.
So, with that in mind, how would you inspire somebody else who's carrying that abandonment or that unworthiness, especially after suffering a traumatic burn or traumatic event?
It's a hard question to answer too, because somebody who's currently suffering, it definitely takes a lot of self-reflection and I still kind of struggle with it, I think. But having a community of other people around me, that I can tell them exactly how I feel or what I'm struggling with, really helps. And so that's kind of the peer support journey. That's how I got into the peer support journey, is being able to be a safe space for other people talking about difficult conversations that they can't have with their family because their family just doesn't understand the trauma they've been through, even though they've been through it with them in a different aspect. So community really and reaching out has helped know that I'm not the only one.
So that brings up a very good point, is it's reaching out, talking about it, being vulnerable, and knowing that you can find your tribe. You can find the people that are going to be there to support you, that are going to be there to help elevate your emotions, that you don't have to go through any journey alone.
Absolutely.
And I think that's an important part, is sometimes we feel that our journey is just our journey, or that guilt and shame steps in and goes, well, I can't tell my story because I don't want people to know. Or if I tell my story, who am I going to hurt? If I tell my story, they're going to look at me differently.
All of those thoughts have gone through my head.
Right. But you still tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to give us some highlights of your book? Because it's not out yet, right? But it will be out.
Not out yet. I am working on it right now. I've never written a book before. So I, with the help of some AI tools and lots of community members, have a rough date for the rough draft to be done before the first of the year. But to say, I was born in the city of angels and on a beautiful May Day morning. And my mother and my dad didn't know all of the traumatic situations I was going to endure in my lifetime that would break me. And that, when they brought me into this world, they didn't expect me to lose my dad and my mom struggle with her own substance use and go through everything that I did. And so it's still super emotional to write about it all. And I'm just, I don't have a lot of highlights, but to go into it's called The Burn, the Broken, and the Beautiful, a memoir of me, because I was a functional addict for most of my adult life. And looking back on it, I was a functional addict for most of my life, not just my adult life. My addiction started when my drug use started at 13 years old, and it continued after that. I was sober while I had when I was pregnant with my children, but in some capacity, I was drinking or using drugs since I was 13 years old until 2 years ago.
All right. Well, it is time for that second break, but I do want to get into your story, whatever you're comfortable telling. I do know the story, but the only reason I want you to be comfortable with what you tell is because this is your story. This is not my story. So, whatever you're willing to talk about, we're here to listen with open arms and embrace you. Don't worry about the emotions. I have cried on the show multiple times. They can all tell you that. I do cry on the show because I'm a very feeling person, which is good because emotions is a way of releasing. It's a way of letting it go and not keeping it pinned up. So
Yes.
when we come back from our break, you are listening, of course, to me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator with Crystal Ray on the Inspired Choices Network. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go to break, Crystal, if anyone wanted to reach out to you or email you, how could they do that? I'm going to let you take the role on this.
The best way to reach out is crystal.harrison907@gmail. Please forgive me if it takes me a little while to get back to you because I do get a lot of emails, but I do try to respond to all of them. And I also have a Linktree. It's Linktree/CRH Media, and you can follow all my social media links there, see my past interviews. Learn more about me and follow my journey.
All right. Well, we're going to get to that second break. And when we come back, we're going to just keep diving into this, whatever she's willing to share. So let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Sandy@EmotionalElevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Sandy Bird here on the Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network, and I have the privilege tonight to talk to Crystal Ray. Follow her on social media. She's known as the burnt, the broken, the beautiful. And we have been kind of diving into her life. We just started really diving into that part of her life. And she did kind of talk about, well, first, let's say, if you are feeling anything or if you need help while you are on your journey of healing, reach out. There are tribes out there. There are groups out there. There is support systems out there. We are both big believers in support systems and that find your tribe. When you are ready to work on your healing, you need to find your tribe. And sometimes that means finding a whole new tribe because it's very important when you want to work on yourselves and there are people here. As I have my hand held up, so if you're listening to me, you're not seeing this. If there's people to the left of you, that is my left, yeah. If there's people to the left of you that keep you into that cycle, whether it's an addiction or a trauma, because everyone wants to be in the victim mode. You've got to find your tribe over here that is more about being warriors and thrivers and survivors and want to support you and guide you and lift you up. And Crystal Ray is now one of those people that is out there lifting people up. But before the break, she did talk about how she started at 13 dabbling in substance abuse and that she was functioning. I should know that. And as I've talked about multiple times on my show, my mother was a functioning alcoholic for most of my life. And I have one of my children that comes out and talks about how he had an addiction because of trauma that he held on to and it created addiction. So I'm always, and my addiction was never substance or anything like that. I was an emotional eater, which to me, same thing. Same exact thing. We want to say it's not, but you can still get diseases if you overeat. You can still create issues as emotional eaters. It can create a lot of habit in your body as well. So I don't want to discredit that I was an emotional eater, but the substance side of things sometimes can change your mental health as well. And I know if my emotional eating, it was creating mental health issues for me because I wasn't eating food that was healthy for me. And so we're going to kind of see, but I, like I say, this is Crystal's story. I will never speak her story. This is her to talk about. So whatever she wants to talk about when it comes to the addiction or the burn, that is up to you. So I'm going to hand it back off to you.
No, thank you. excuse me. So, like I said, I mean, functional in a dysfunctional way. I mean, like I said before, if you asked my family's perspective, I wasn't very functional. I was very abusive with my words, hateful. I was getting things done and paying my bills, but I was still not a joy to be around. And I went through a difficult divorce, and that increased my, that made my substance use even worse. I started using methamphetamines and then graduated to heroin, and what had just struggled with that substance use, ended up moving back to Alaska from Washington after this divorce, and struggled, got in with the wrong crowd back when I moved back home, and just made some poor choices, and then, which in turn, my kids got apprehended by the child protective services through my tribe, and then my drug use continued to spiral, because I really didn't have a reason to want to be sober every day. So I continued to struggle with my substance use over like 3 years. And then I finally started taking my substance recovery a little bit more seriously. I had gotten a job. I was going to outpatient recovery 4 times a week and had gotten my partial custody of my children back. This is now, we're like in the summer of 2019, and I was staying on a family homestead in Alaska, trying to just get on my feet, and my family were helping me as much as they could. And I was still struggling a little bit with my boundaries. I was still pretty new in this recovery, and I was struggling with I was just going through the motions of my treatment really at this point. And I was also dealing with a cousin of mine who had abused me as a child, being in my immediate space but he was around on the family homestead. And so I was dealing with this. I had shared this in my treatment with my groups and stuff, that I was dealing with this. And one of my children had, had told me that they didn't want to be come to the visits in where we were living, even after I got my overnight visits approved. They didn't want to come there because this cousin was around. And so I was really upset about that, and I ended up relapsing. And I ended up relapsing with this cousin. And so a few days for days, I ended up screwing off my job and everything I was supposed to be doing, and just started using. And I had been seen all around the valley with him a few days before my fire. And so I'm not really, it's kind of hazy because I was using heavily. And I remember going back to my camper, this camper that I lived in on our homestead. It really was not anything that anybody should be calling their living space, but I was stubborn and using drugs, and that was like my own space that I could use drugs in. And I was coming down after our 3-day adventure or whatever. It was chaos before then. And this person was not supposed to be on, like, down my driveway on that part of the property, and he knocked on the window. And I saw him. He was the last person I wanted to see. And I snapped, and I came flying out this camper door where I was staying, and my chainsaw gas was sitting outside the door. And it just all came flooding in, all these emotions. Like, how am I going to explain to my family and my children that I screwed up again? And that I, like, after all this hard work and all this stuff that they have helped me to achieve, I threw it all down the toilet. How am I going to talk to them? And how is anything ever going to change? Nothing's changed. I've suffered with this, and like, I had reported his abuse when I was a child, and it just never was addressed. Other than there's a police report. That's a whole nother story. But this, I felt like I had been suffering with this for 30 years. It was never going to change until I did something drastic. And so I was pouring gas over myself in front of him after he knocked on my window. And I don't remember the exchange of words, but I'm mad that he's there. I was just upset. I had mentally checked out, but I do remember pouring the gas on myself and lighting the lighter, and he had to put me out. And he had just, we didn't have any running water. There was like a tote of dirty laundry sitting beside the camper that had been rained on. That's the only water that was used. And he used that dirty laundry water and all the water and smothered the fire out.
Wow. That right there is a story that definitely can move people, to be that vulnerable, to open up about that, when people relapse. We don't think either what they're going through and what they're thinking. As a child of an alcoholic, a mother of a child that's had an addiction, I sometimes, don't understand what could go through their heads. Like, to think that you would rather end your life than to face that you had relapsed. We don't, as the mother and the child of someone with an addiction, that's not what we think, And it always enlightens me to hear what someone really does think. And I hate to say, sometimes as this person, I don't necessarily hear what they said or say, but I can hear what somebody else says. Because sometimes it's our own guilt, and not to take away from their guilt or your guilt, But sometimes it's our own. Where did I go wrong? Whereas you're already saying it. How can I face them?
Right.
So it's just amazing to hear that. And you survived. So before we have to go to break, what percentage of your body is burnt?
80%. Everything except for my groin and my feet.
Mm. And that is amazing that you survived. Amazing you are here. Amazing you're able to share your story. Amazing that you're helping others. And it's just, I'm going to say it again, amazing that you realize that there is a purpose now for you. Like you didn't, that just didn't happen and you survived. You found a purpose in that. Right?
That's right.
And that's great to hear. Because at the same time, I know there's days, like I said, there's days where I'm just acting stupid. And then you come on there and I'm like, damn, like she's getting up. She's doing it. And I know there's probably days you don't want to get up. You don't want to do all that. But you've realized I have a greater purpose out there. Because when I tell y'all, and I know we're going to have to go to break, but when I tell y'all to follow her and watch her working out now, if nothing inspires you, nothing inspires you, I don't know what else to tell you. Because I do. I watch it and I love watching that she's working out and she's tracking it and she's showing her challenges. To me, that's just a way for people to be inspired. Because we don't hear people showing their stories because we're afraid to talk about it, that shame and guilt. We get so stuck in that shame and guilt and scarcity. But telling your story, you're helping so many others. You're helping your own family. Maybe not all together. Your children are going to realize one day what mom was saying. She was helping. So we are going to go to that break because we only got a couple minutes left. But I want to, because you are clean, and I want to get to that part of it too. And how long have you been clean? And what drove you to get clean besides a burn? But you relapsed after that burn. But I'm going to hold the suspense there. And we're going to go to our last break. And of course, like I said, you are joining me with Crystal Ray. It's the burnt, the broken, the beautiful. And reach out to her. Your link tree again was what, Crystal?
It is linktree.com/CRH Media.
Okay. So let's get to that break, but please reach out to Crystal. Or if you don't feel like reaching out, follow her. Watch her amazing story because it is amazing. But let's get to that break before we run out of time.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an
addiction? Would you like me to turn my...
Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Like I said, I've had the privilege tonight to have a conversation with Crystal Ray. We have been talking all about her journey of the burnt, the broken, and the beautiful, because she is all three of those. And as, oh, we only got 4.5 minutes left. As she talks about, she is a liquid burn survivor. She, or thriver, warrior, because she helps others. She dedicates timeless hours, tireless hours, too, to helping others who have survived. She also suffered from addiction, and we're going to get into that. Hopefully, we'll cover all that in the next, like, 3 minutes. So, did you relapse after your burn?
So, my burn actually was not my rock bottom. I continued to use for 3 years after that, and I decided I had had enough in October 29th, 2022. I had had enough. I did all, left all my bad habits in Alaska, hopped on a plane, and manifested a new life on that flight, and came to Oklahoma, not knowing a soul but the person that I moved here and live with, and changed my life. Just cold turkeyed in this apartment, started going to the doctor. Once I could go to the doctor clean and look at my doctor in the eye and tell her what I needed, she was more than happy to help me get some reconstructive surgeries that I had last year to help me be able to do all those push-ups you see me do. Last year, I couldn't do those.
And that is just an amazing story. And I want people to follow Crystal Ray because she is amazing. And I know when her book is finished being written, because she is writing it, it's her memoirs, The Burnt, The Broken, The Beautiful. And because I know in a few years from now, I'm going to be able to say, I interviewed Crystal Ray. So I just want to say, I don't remember if how we connected on social media, but it has been a pleasure to be connected to her on social media, to watch her journey, to be inspired by her, because like I say, I suffered some trauma, but I wear it on the inside. I don't have to talk about it. She doesn't have to talk about it either, so I shouldn't really say it that way. But I guarantee people ask. I guarantee children say. So you have got to have a whole lot more courage and armor on you when it comes to that. Because
Absolutely.
Of those. And to continue to be successful in your recovery, to be now wanting to regain a life that you've never had, or not to regain, but to live a life you've never had, is amazing. And I just want to tell anyone, if you are not watching me and you know someone who will be inspired by this, please share this with them. If you are listening to me and you like this one, like it. If you want to follow Crystal Ray on Facebook. She is the Burnt, the Broken, and the Beautiful on Instagram. She does have a link tree. Again, I'm going to ask again before we end. The link tree is, Crystal?
It's Linktree / CRH Media. And all of my social media links are in there as well.
Right, because she's got YouTube, TikTok,
Instagram,
Facebook.
And Facebook. And I have LinkedIn too, but I'm not real active on all of them. Facebook is the best one.
Okay. So I'm going to have to say thank those that joined me tonight, watched us. But like I said, I felt so privileged and honored to have Crystal Ray on here. And I want to say thank you again to my listeners, to my watchers, that please, if you have an inspiring story, please reach out to me, because I'd love to have you on here, because I love this conversation. Thank you, Crystal, for tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.